for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. It was just a second ago.
Oh, it was just a second ago. Happy Friday, everybody. It's Terry and Guy's Comedy Show.
Gay on purpose.
679. Don't be gay on purpose. And at some point, we start talking about meat pockets in the Jell-O pudding pop.
Yep, and lawn slides.
Lawn slide. Oh, boy. Robin Leach is on the show today.
Yep, some Robins. Crack.
Leeches.
Because he said, oh, never mind.
Oh, never mind. We're still sorry, Hans. Hey, could you hand me that lighter? I got 25 lighters on my dresser.
25 lighters on my dresser, yes, sir.
Good yes, thing sir. You brought your dresser along with you.
I bring my dresser everywhere.
Man, that must get tiring.
Yeah, it's a lot to do, but my dresser is actually a person who dresses me. I have trouble dressing myself, so I have a dresser. It's my wife. 25 folks. I almost forgot about this song until you mentioned it a couple days ago.
I know, yeah, it's an instant classic.
I think it was an instant flash in the panic.
Mm-hmm.
It's got kind of some hot chicks on the video, though.
When will ZZ Top come out with another album? That's what I'm wondering.
And so you know what it's telling me to do on this video right now?
You buy lighters.
A little pop-up came up and said, check out Five Finger Death Punch, House of the Rising Sun.
Ooh, that's a nice hit.
It's probably as bad as Bad Company.
Bad Company.
God, I hate bands that do songs.
Can they deny or can't they deny?
Ooh.
Bad Company.
Bad Company. I can't deny. Can't.
Can't or can?
You can't. You can't deny it.
All right.
That means there's no denying it. So yep. We're going to get to this because we accidentally... Flames came in midway through the thing, and then we were hungry for pizza.
Dude, that pizza was awesome pizza. Now go down and get yourself a meat market and a meat trio. You won't be sorry.
No, they're meaty and they're good.
And the only place you should buy your drinks is at Pizza Now, too.
Yeah, they got 2 liters for $2.25 where they're $2.49 everywhere else.
I know. I can't believe that shit. You go to Pizza Now, they take care of you 2-liter-wise and 20-ounce-wise.
Yep. So, Hans, if you're still listening, unless you abandon us, the reason why we didn't check what was in your CD player, because it was fucking Boston. Can you believe Hans was
what Boston song?
The Boston album, Boston, that features such hits as fucking...
Boston?
Yeah, the song Boston. No, it's got Smoking, about killing yourself with a hibachi, and More Than a Feeling, and Peace of Mind, and Long Time with the Foreplay.
Man, that's a long time, that song.
Yeah, why Hans? Why Hans? Why would you
it's
be...
It's been such a long time.
I think that should be going.
I knew that album was released when I was just barely 7 months old.
Wow. See, now, Hans, I can understand an appreciation for it, but... I can't understand how you would listen. You probably skipped More Than a Feeling, or maybe you haven't listened to the radio enough to really hate it. I don't know.
Yeah. You know what they did for their second album?
Don't Look Back.
They didn't.
And now I think 25, 30 years later, they've only had like 6 records. It's crazy. But Hans, just kind of kidding. But yeah, Hans was listening to Boston the other day, which we're just going to save your today's pick for later like it normally is, because now your other favorite song, ZZ Top's over.
You know that guy, Tom Scholz?
Yeah. He recorded that whole album by himself initially.
He first began playing music after graduating from MIT with a master's degree, which led to his senior position at Polaroid.
Polaroid?
Polaroid.
Oh, he made the disposable pictures, huh?
Yep.
Well.
Just like his music
No.
No.
Darn it. But no, he had this whole thing, and he recorded it as a one-man band like Dave Grohl, and then the record company told him, we won't sign you unless you can find a band to tour that shit.
You, his previous group received numerous rejection letters. They were called Mother's Milk.
Ah. Were they from Boston?
they must have been.
Was it Mother's Milk or Mother's Milk? That's a song, a record by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
If I do recall correctly.
You know, when they signed with Epic.
It was.
Epic wanted them to record in L.A., but Schultz wanted to record in his basement.
In Boston?
Yep. So Schultz hired somebody to make the record company think they were recording on the West Coast when he was doing all the recording in his home.
He fooled them?
Yep.
I wonder how.
Their album was a complete recreation of the band's demo tape.
Mm-hmm.
And those songs had been written and composed many years prior, which they say is the thing about the sophomore slump in music. You got 20 years to write your first record and only one to write your second.
Yeah, that's a true story. Because you can weed through all the songs that aren't that good and that you don't think make the grade and just write another one until you get a full album worth.
I know. Otherwise, you have to write 800 riffs between every album.
That's right.
How would you even remember that? Or like be able to delineate one riff from another?
Well, you know, you got to record them like...
You got the one that goes A-A-D-G, and then the one that goes A-A-E-D-G.
Eddie?
A-D-G. You know, I mean, there'd be minute differences between probably many of them.
Wow.
Like a simple strum change on one of the downstrokes being an upstroke. Oh, it's the same thing. Call that a different riff. Come on.
It's minute.
I know, it's the minute men.
I was from with this guy, he's a stingy dude, and he fucking loaded a minute bowl. I smoked it all in one hit, and he got pissed at me and then dunked me.
Dude, you better write that one down, because that one's pretty funny.
Only for people who know who that is.
Dude, everybody knows who Minute Bowl is.
He's got a commercial recently, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Where he was fucking shit out.
Not in my house.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that commercial still, that's the one that even today I've seen that commercial probably at least 30 times and it still makes me crack up when he fucking smacks that kid's cereal on him. It's all smashes out everywhere.
Yeah. He had a minute bowl of cereal.
Not in my house. Yeah. And he did that finger wave after he blocked shots in the NBA. That was his signature movie. He'd block shots and he'd go, ooh.
It always reminds me of Seinfeld. Because that guy, some dude on there used to do that.
Was it Minute Bowl?
No, it was the guy with the Pakistani restaurant. You're a very bad man, Jerry. Very bad man.
Dude, he was the 7'7", dude.
Huh?
Minute Bowl.
Yeah? What's
7'7".
That mean? Oh, that's how tall he is.
Yeah.
I was like, what's that mean?
Can you imagine living in the world if you're 7'7"? Like, you got to duck down 9 inches for your standard doorway.
Yeah. Your whole life, you're 6 inches taller than fucking Shaq.
You'd get so tired of hitting your head.
6 inches, or 4 inches taller than Shaq.
Yeah, you'd get so tired of hitting your head all the fucking time, wouldn't you?
I would.
It would probably happen a lot.
It happens to me rarely, and I'm only 6'1".
Mm-hmm.
7'7". That's a foot and a half taller than me. That's crazy pants.
That is.
Crazy pants. So are you glad now that The Walking Dead is over for a while?
I'm glad now.
It's over.
That The Walking Dead is over.
We were talking during the break here about the beer that came out. It's actually out of Washington. It's called Walker. Made by Dock Street Brewing Company.
Texas Ranger.
No, it's from Philadelphia. Wait, what?
Walker, Texas Ranger beer?
It is made with smoked goat brains.
Why hasn't anybody done Dead Walker, Texas Ranger?
Walking Dead, Texas Ranger.
They have Zombie Archie. That's a comic book.
Wait, Walker, Texas Ranger. Well, yeah, it doesn't work out. Walker dead. Texas Ranger.
Mm-hmm. Walker, Texas Ranger, dead.
Walker, Texas Ranger, walking dead. How about Walking Tall with Buford Pusser?
How about Talking, Texas Ranger?
Or after after Walker, Texas Ranger, they could have a show called Talking Texas Ranger.
Yep.
With Chris Hardwick.
Dude, they did that one show after Bates Motel only for the first show, and they already abandoned it. I guess that lady was that bad.
What was it, Talking Hotels? Or Talking...
No, it was Masturbating.
Oh, no wonder they couldn't keep it.
It was called Bates Motel After Hours or something like that. It was a half an hour, and it just didn't look like the people wanted to be there, and the lady was annoying.
They should have just called it.
It really made me appreciate Chris Hardwick a lot more, to be honest with you.
They should have called it Mastering Bates Motel.
They could have.
Mastering Bates.
And the one of the stars was on from video screen, which isn't a very good thing for like the first episode.
Right.
You know, to set the standard for your viewing audience to want to return
live
to it.
People there, real
and
people.
They showed like... I think they showed an episode, a different show between. They like showed the Bates Motel premiere, and then they showed some weird new show, and then they showed that show.
Mm.
So there's...
Who was the lady that was the host?
Is that one blonde chick. You probably saw her in that one show she didn't have.
Oh, I did. I saw all those shows that they didn't have.
Yeah. It was called... Bates Motel After Hours.
I hate to say
it. I haven't looked up to see what happened after.
After the after hours.
After the hour hours, because what happened to the after hours, because I never saw a second episode. And I thought after the first one, that's so bad, I'm going to see how bad.
Hey. Hey, if I get a text from Ron Ferris at like midnight, does that mean he's been drinking?
Ron Ferris after midnight.
He's going to text me all night long.
He's probably been drinking.
He said, I'm watching Can You Deliver video right now, and it still rocks. And I was like, Armored Saint? And he's like, dude, this is kind of funny. He's like, yeah, you got it. He's like, did you see them with Metallica when they played at the fucking whatever? And I was like... No, somebody told me it was 21 and over, so I didn't go. I was bummed when I found out it was all ages. And he's like, yeah, it was 21 and over upstairs, and the show wasn't even sold out. Only 12:50. Sorry you didn't get to go. Me and Pat and Lance could have given you a ride. And I'm all, yeah, but we didn't even meet till like 5 years after that. Good times. And he's all, yeah, but it sounds good, brother. He had to have been drinking.
Yeah.
He's like, we could have gave you a ride. And I was like, we hadn't even met for 5 years.
Carrie Keegan? Or Carrie Keegan.
Carrie Keegan?
Carrie Keegan.
Is she any relation to Key Keegan? Keegan Key? Or is that Key Keegan?
Carrie Keegan. Better than you, Carrie Keegan.
No, his name's, I guess his name's Key.
Dude, it was a train wreck of a show.
Well, you know, I hate to say it, but a lot of times when you have a female host, it kind of can be. No, just kidding.
Some people just don't have the hostess or the hostess. No, but it made me appreciate what's his name more.
Chris Hardick.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a little bit bummed because he's out of work now. He's only got 4 shows now.
She is a television personality, actress, writer, and producer known as the host of Up Close with Carrie Keegan.
Oh,
Big Morning Buzz live on VH1, and for her Pinterest is a panel on Red Eye with Greg Gutfeld. And
Red Eye?
Chelsea Lately. And her numerous hosting duties for E, VH1, G4's Attack of the Shaw.
Dude, Chelsea Lately is not renewing her new...
Fucking good, man.
You're tired of it after 8 years, huh?
I'm not tired after that one episode. She bugs me.
Awesome. That's good.
She had that show In Bed with Carrie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a show where she was actually in bed?
Probably. I'd click on it, but there's no link. No, she's been around... She was in the Superbad, American Pie, Book of Love. How many American Pie movies have you seen?
Just the first one.
You don't even know. You probably saw the second one, didn't even know it.
No, I didn't.
The fourth one, I meant. Or the eighth one.
I didn't.
Do you even know how many movies they came out with of American Pie?
No, because I didn't enjoy the first one, so I steered away from it.
Oh, you don't like having people watch size, sex, pastry?
I would rather watch someone fuck a Hot Pocket.
Did you?
Yeah, it's only 6 seconds. It's not that...
Yeah. You clicked in and watched it before you even had a chance to think about it.
Dude, I made a 6 second gif out of it. It's the gif or a gif?
No, I don't jiffy.
It's a GIF file. And that's kind of like, is that a GIF? Is the F part of the file? Because that's like an ATM machine, being an automatic teller machine. Is it GIF?
Yeah, probably.
Because now they have an ATM for cupcakes. In New York.
I'll take my check and cupcakes.
No, you can't get money, so it's not. It's stupid.
I know. You get paid. You deposit your check, and you get paid in cupcakes.
You could. You could. They're only $4 a piece, though. It's called Sprinkles Cupcake Bakery. They opened a vending machine.
Somebody will pay $3 for a damn corn dog, don't you think?
I think so. And the reason that they did this is because the co-founder of the company was having cravings in the middle of the night when she was pregnant, and she thought that other people probably have that, too. So she just put a vending machine out. People are flocking to the cupcake mecca.
Especially sheep. They like to flock to things.
Yeah. Says, I hope they put more ATMs around the city with cupcakes. But they're not ATMs, you fucking dummy. It's an ACM. A automatic cupcake machine.
Is it called? That would be awesome.
Yeah, for $4.
I'm not a big fan of cupcakes, you know.
I eat them when they're free.
I like a cupcake if they're free.
Why do you want to make a cake smaller than a cake already?
I know.
And you've heard of mini cupcakes?
What?
You've seen them, haven't you?
Yeah.
What the fuck is the deal with that?
It's a...
Cupcake's already a mini cake.
It's a cupcake.
It's a cupcake. That's
have you seen those cupcake cakes? They have them, dude. It's a cake made of cupcakes.
Yeah, I have.
That's the weirdest fucking thing
I think we got
ever.
One for our kid one time. Because we're losers.
Did you know the American Pie movie is 786 minutes?
That's why I've only seen the first 90.
There's nine of them. Well, there's eight of them. A ninth feature film has been announced because the eighth one was so successful.
Dude.
Did you know that the eighth one was successful? Well, Jason Biggs was also... You remember, because I just watched that Orange and Black...
Watch it again?
Well, parts of it. Oh. But that they were talking about that edging.
What edging?
Edging, where you like bring yourself right to the point of coming, but then you don't.
Oh, yeah. That's important.
Yep.
It builds up a big load for later. Mm-hmm. If you just edge it off like 10 times in an hour, you will get at least 2 milliliters more semen.
Mm-hmm. That movie launched a lot of careers, though, American Pie. Stifler with the Sean William Scott.
Yeah.
I mean, it launched him and Jason Biggs. And relaunched Eugene Levy.
A little bit, yeah.
He's been a mainstay for a long time, though. You know that Shannon Elizabeth's first movie? Maybe.
Shannon Elizabeth?
Mm-hmm. And then Allison Hannigan. A lot of them. But 9 movies? Come on, that's more than Halloween has. Or Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and that one has too many. Those don't even have anything to do with each other,
I
though,
think
do they?
4 is too many.
4?
Mm-hmm. I think there shouldn't be more than a trilogy.
What about Forrest Gump 4? I think that's right, though. I like the trilogy idea, like the Batman thing with the thing, and then let someone else do it.
3's are really important in everything. I don't care what you say. There's the 3s of comedy. There's the 3 Jesus and the Holy Ghost, which are fake, but whatever.
That's 2.
Well, God, Jesus, and the Trinity. You know, the Holy Trinity.
And the Trinity is it's onions, carrots, and celery.
No, it's bacon, lettuce, tomato.
Onion, carrots, celery.
So you notice how many 3s there are.
Jamiroquai.
There's 3 of our shows every week. There's three people.
Three stars in the sky.
Three people in a menage a trois.
Three bullets fit in a gun.
With three or more.
Sometimes more.
Three Beatles lived after John Lennon was killed. At first.
Which one's going to go next?
That's a tough question, but I'm going to say Ringo because it's unexpected. Celebrity Death Pool, Death Ringo. Death Ringo.
I think it'd be... I don't know.
Or do you think it would be Paul McCartney because he's doing so much more and he's so much more active and he's touring a lot and he's probably eating more candy bars, mate?
Ringo tours quite a bit, though.
Not as much.
He just doesn't answer the fan mail anymore.
Oh. So
Paul might have sore wrists.
He doesn't answer the fan mail?
Uh-uh.
Who bloody told you that?
Ringo did. It was a YouTube video he put out.
They bloody avenged
saying,
him.
Saying, I love all you guys, but I'm not going to respond personally to your letters anymore. Sorry. I'm
he
old.
He bloody avenged me. I fucking hate that guy. He was an arsehole. He was an arsehole.
Which Beatle do you think will go on tour as a hologram first?
I hope it's not John Lennon.
I think it'll be Yoko. Wasn't she in the band?
If it was John Lennon hologram, he would totally just be up there going, do you know if it's me or not? It can't be me.
And the guy who's producing it would like put him in a bed.
Would never know if it was me or not. I'm not sure if it's me. Is it John Lennon? Can you imagine if it's me or not me? Am I John, the real John Lennon, or am I Christ? Who knows?
Who's had the who had the better career till now? Paul McCartney or Paul McCartney? Because when did Paul McCartney die?
66, mate.
So you got pre-66 Paul McCartney or post-66 Paul McCartney?
Paul has had a way better life because he's made a sir, he's been knighted, he's got to play with Dave Grohl, he's got to live a lifestyle of the rich and famous, he's probably even got to meet Robin Leach, who will be on our show next week, and I think Paul McCartney has by far lived a better life than John Lennon ever thought about.
Dude, Robin Leach, he's been in a lot of people's houses. He's been in a lot of people's houses.
Oh, I think he should have been the one to start that fucking show called Cribs.
I think they did his house on Cribs.
Robin Leach had a house on Cribs. Oh, I think they should just have like Little Wayne and Little Romeo, Little Bow Wow, and Little John because they're the ones that only have cribs because they're little.
How much do you, Robin Leach, how much do you spend annually on squid juice?
For me personally, I spend about $14 million on squid juice per year. Jesus Christ, Robin. That's a low estimate if you ask me on a Sunday.
I did ask you on a Sunday.
Any more questions?
Yes.
Lifestyles of the Robin Leeches.
You probably had a leech farm, don't you think?
I've been Robin Leeches since I was a small child. Every time a leech comes around, I steal his bag of blood.
I wonder what his house looked like.
His house looked like a leech factory full of blood.
You know, the government spends $460 million a year on squid juice, otherwise known as ink.
They've got me beat by a landslide.
A landslide?
Did you forget where I'm from? It's our special guest host, Robin Leach.
Landslide.
If we'd run by a landslide. Or is it landslide? You can't tell which part of the fucking country I'm from.
Dude, there was a teen that found out that he did this for his science fair thing.
He did?
Did you ever do the science fair?
No, I actually skipped school when they...
You never did the science fair? You never built a baking
volcano?
Soda volcano or stuck ants in a butt?
I missed a lot of science classes because it was right before lunch.
Ah.
I would leave early to go smoke weed.
Mm. So you're learning combustibles.
I was learning combustibles with Robin Leach.
I forgot what I was talking about.
You turned into fucking old McDonald for a second. You're like,
yeah. Ronald McDonald is really bad spiller.
I'm Ronald McDonald, and I like Taco Bell. E-I-E-I-O.
You can't remember what you're talking about just now?
No, one teen found in a science fair project, which he never did. One time did the thing where you put like a bucket of cold water and a bucket of hot water, right? Mm-hmm. And then a bucket of warm water, right? And you put your hand in the cold water, and then you put it...
And then you pee your pants.
Wait, you put your hand in the warm water, and then you put your hand in the cold water, and it feels warm.
Okay.
Is that how it works?
Maybe. I've heard of something like that, but I don't know the exact...
I can't remember. I didn't learn anything at that science fair. But this kid figured out that if the government used a different typeface, the Garamond typeface, that they could save 30%.
Yeah, like, I don't know why.
$136 million.
I read that story. I didn't just browse past it. I read it because I was wondering how it said something like the headline was teenager.
But do you think it says readable?
Readable?
Yeah, when you're reading it. I mean, because it's skinny letters, it'd be less... You'd almost want to make it bigger, which would mean more
like
pages.
Like, if I was being printing out what I read on the podcast here, I put everything in bold print because I like it to be bold and easy to read.
It'd be a lot of squid juice, though.
I know. Oh, I spent $14 million last year on a Sunday.
Oh. At least you bought it all at once.
No. I was going to tell this story when Flames was here, but he took off again.
You had to go and fix the microwave.
This guy got busted for hitting his girlfriend with his anger management book. According to Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office, 23-year-old Tyler Ford hit Sheila Thompson when they were watching a movie and got into a fight.
At least he was studying at the time. He had it closed, so he must have been studying.
Thompson claimed that Ford...
She was probably bugging him about his anger management.
It's just like another person I know. They were watching TV, and she said, "You do want to kill me, don't you?" Claimed that Ford threatened to kill her and then popped their infant daughter on the legs because she was crying. How do you pop someone on the leg? Just like a... She tried to get away from the little girl, and Ford allegedly hit Thompson with his anger management class book. And then she grabbed a box cutter and slashed him. So who needs the fucking class? He asked her, "Why would you try to anger me when you know I'm trying to complete an anger management class? Especially when I've got this hardbound book in my hand." So I hit her with it. He was charged with criminal domestic violence of a high and aggravated nature because he was super stoned and he was really upset.
Sounds like the Eagles should write a song about this.
Okay. Tell me how it goes.
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, Don Henley. He's the richest Eagle of them all.
Is he?
I would imagine so. He's got
more rich than Joe Walsh.
How couldn't he be?
Dude, I hear way more Joe Walsh on the radio than Don Henley.
I don't know if I believe that.
Really? Do you hear more Don Henley?
I just think that people are more familiar with Don Henley than Joe Walsh. Yeah. Google
that
it.
Rocky Mountain Way. I
See
am
if
going
you can
to
Google,
goggle it.
Wonder what happens when you Google who's more famous, Joe Walsh or Don Henley. How about you listeners? Name 5 songs by Don Henley and 5 songs by Joe Walshley. Okay, 5 songs by Don Henley. You've got...
I couldn't do it.
Deadhead Stick of Old Cadillac.
Laundry.
Dirty Laundry.
Laundry.
I saw the news today. I thought a deadhead stick of old Cadillac. What's that? The Boys of Summer. Took me that long.
God, I hate that song.
Okay.
And they do play that one a shitload.
All she wants to do is dance. And then, of course, he sings Hotel California.
Well, she obviously didn't want to listen to him sing that song. Otherwise, she would have stuck around.
I know. Stupid bitch.
Yep.
Can't believe it. So the Eagles need to write a song about hitting someone with a fucking anger management book? You didn't get to the whole thing. Because he popped their infant daughter on the legs because she was crying? Come on, what was it, dude? You said the Eagles should write a song about it. Why did you say that?
Because it just sounded like an Eagles song.
How does that sound like an Eagles song?
I don't know. It just popped into my head, so I said it.
Well, right above here on this other story, it says Smuggler Haircut, which could be confused for a Glenn Frey song.
Did you know that Joe Walsh and Don Arnley have a feud?
Hardly. Do they? Are they feuding? What's their feud?
They took it on the Family Feud.
Ladies and gentlemen from California, it's the Eagles family. No, do they really have a feud? Or are you just reading and trying to figure it out as you go?
A little bit of both.
I thought they had a feud. I don't think they did.
How about bands with the messiest breakups? How about that? Here's a list for you.
Okay, you like lists.
Guns N' Roses.
That was a messy breakup. After you finish your
list. How messy was it?
I've got a list for you.
Dude, I saw Joan Rivers on Jimmy Fallon the other night.
She had been banned for 24 years.
Dude, she should have been banned again.
Really? Was she rude?
She was fucking... No, she wasn't so much rude as just vulgar.
I almost watched it.
She said... I'm so... She kept saying vagina. And then at one point she said... Or I don't even know if she was saying vagina, because they didn't believe her when she said vagina. When she said, my vagina is so dry. And then the audience said...
How dry is it?
She said...
That's it. That's a joke.
Last time she went swimming, the water all went whoosh.
This would be a funny joke too for her. My vagina is so dry.
How dry was it?
No, that's the whole thing.
No.
My vagina is so dry. Not that anything, just
the Everly Brothers, they had a bad split up, remember that?
Why? Because they woke up little Susie.
Did they sing that song?
Wake up little Susie, wake up. Of course they did.
They were brothers, that's why.
The movie didn't come out, didn't have much of a plot.
Yep, you imagine having a big fight and then your mom would call you to tell you to apologize.
You apologize to your brother right now.
Yep.
How do you think the Jackson 5 felt when they broke up?
One time Don Everly. Are we talking about the Everlys?
No, Everlys.
Oh, the Everlys. Don Are those Arnley. Two different things?
You thinking about the Everlys and Don Arnley? You're not reading correctly or what?
Dude, one night he showed up to a show Don did. Drunk and kept screwing up the lyrics, and then Phil smashed a guitar over his head and stormed out.
He was pissed because Don was drunk and Don was not was.
The only time they spoke again in the next decade was at their father's funeral.
Oh, that's always fun. It's like, hey, you want to go have some fun?
You can't spell funeral without fun.
He puts the fun in funerals. It's called foon. Or fun. Dude, we had so much fun last night. Yep. We had a big funeral.
They got back together in 83.
Oh, after their dad was dead and he couldn't even enjoy it?
Yep.
Wake up, my daddy, wake up.
Remember Oasis?
Yeah, those guys.
Oasis had a nasty breakup.
Why do brothers have to have... What about Van Halen? They're still kicking it together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what did those Gallagher brothers
do? They just always fought. I don't really care about
Are they any
guys.
Relation to the Gallagher brothers from Raven?
They are.
Because Raven never had a breakup.
No, I thought you meant the Gallagher brothers in comedy.
No.
They're a family of six.
No, the band Raven.
Mm-hmm. They're a family of six, all six of them.
Gallagher?
Mm-hmm.
And Gallagher? Gallagher and
Gallagher and Gallagher and
his brother Gallagher.
He almost started a band called the Six Gallaghers of Norway, but they weren't from Norway.
That's fucking weird. That kind of doesn't make
That's
any
sense.
That's
the only reason why they didn't form a band.
Huh.
The Police, they had a nasty breakup. Remember that?
I didn't know it was nasty. What was nasty about it? You got any details on that? Sting and Stewart didn't get along?
Yeah.
Sting and Stu?
Yeah, when they were rocking as the next big thing, tensions began bubbling. As Sting took over the band and the others began to feel like his employees.
Dude, when did...
And they began fighting like crazy even as the band got bigger and bigger.
I don't understand when Sting wasn't running the band.
Early on, like in the first year.
Dude, the first album is all Sting.
I know, but I think this was before their albums, probably.
No, I can understand. Like, you take the material that's on Synchronicity and compare it to Outlandos de Amor, or however you say that first album.
Yeah.
There's a big contrast, and what it is Sting. Because it's synonymous with the word stink, which is what his music started to do. And if you listen to some Sting solo albums, Sting, you all right?
Yeah.
Did you get an air bubble?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
But yeah, I think that like King of Pain and like...
they started heading in a way because he's more of like a McCartney in that he's a composer in a lot of ways, I think. And I think composers like to have control over their music in a way because they hear it all in their head. They know exactly what they want to reproduce.
And it seems to me that in early years, they probably have all this in their head, but they don't have access to a lot of studio time. So
they don't know how to recreate the sound.
So they make a bare bones version of that song, and that's raw, and that's new. And that's why people say, man, the first album of that band was so awesome. But by the time they get to the fifth album, this guy's actually being able to have the opportunity to go to the studio for like 8 weeks or 8 months at a time and hire a string section and hire a songwriter to help him write all these horn parts or something, you know, and then the band just gets kind of convoluted, I think, and it turns into more of a vision of one songwriter, which is kind of gross sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, and
unless you're Frank Zappa.
Andy Summers, is that his name?
Yep. Good job.
He said that one time Sting went nuts on him, calling him every name in the book, and then the rest of the people there were all in shock while they were in the studio. And, what's his face, Gordon Sumner?
Sting.
And said, this is what he said.
It wasn't me, it was Sting.
No, he said, we didn't really have a great deal in common. We were different generations. In Andy's case, welded together by a flag of convenience. Part of the frustration was that Stuart and Andy were driven to write. It's difficult to tell someone it's not a good song, and it was usually me.
Yeah, so they're bringing songs to the table, and he's like, these aren't good.
Yeah, and so they felt, you know,
so they got like
a toll.
Stuart Copeland got like one song per album.
Mm-hmm.
And then none.
And then Sting pulled the plug in 1984, and he said he was followed by his instinct. He didn't mean to punish them.
Well, I think it had already become convoluted enough to where they should have packed it up anyway.
Yeah. You don't like Synchronicity?
I do, but there's a couple songs that I don't.
I think those pop songs that were on the radio are actually some of the better songs that they play on the radio.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You know,
but,
as far as like...
I think the non-hits overall from that album are definitely better.
Well, yeah.
And just in my opinion, though, like, and the weirder ones, I just because I didn't like the way they were going more, like Every Breath You Take,
Scottish almost. I mean, not Scottish. Isn't that kind of the direction that Gordon went off for on
kinda
a while?
Stingy, just kind of worldly music.
Yeah,
I don't even know what you call it.
Overall music.
He's like a woman, kind of.
The Eagles.
Bad breakup.
Yep.
So what, Joe Halsh and Don
Henley Wayne? And Frey were Intense and Driven Man.
Huh.
Henlar and Frey.
Arnley.
Harnley and Glenn Frey.
Don Arnley and Frey. Glenn and Frey. It's Glennon.
Yep, and original members, Bernie Lee, Don.
And Randy Meisner.
Yep. Had already quit because of the atmosphere had become toxic. And Joe Walsh was often too drunk and stoned to complain about his lack of control.
And what about Timothy?
He was wisely obedient because he was new.
Yeah.
But Don Felder couldn't stand being treated like a second-class citizen.
Yeah.
And then they got all their butts in the trumpet on the Long Run tour.
On the which tour?
The Long Run tour.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They did a benefit show for Senator Alan Cranston.
And that was pretty much it.
And Felder didn't want in the political arena.
Political?
And the band, they were actually threatening each other on the mics.
Get on the mic. Get on the mic and threaten me, fucking Don Henley.
Yep.
Arnley. Don Arnley.
Yep. One of them said, Glenn Frey said,
Fry.
That's three more, pal. Get ready. Telling, I don't know, Don Felder that there's only three more songs left before I give you a beat down backstage.
Ooh.
But he took off in his limo.
Felder.
That was the last time they played.
Felder damn near fucked her in the ass.
Yep.
Yeah, Don Felder, he had a hit. Heavy metal.
Really?
From the heavy metal soundtrack. Hmm. The opposite one of Sammy Hagar's. You know, the dan dan.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy metal. I think he was the heavy metal dude out of the band. Him and Joe Walsh. They were pretty heavy. They were fucking heavy, dude.
Fucking heavy. They were Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, they had a bad breakup.
Yep. Did you know Billy Corgan insisted on playing most of the guitar and bass on Siamese Dream?
Because girls aren't good enough.
Now what about James Iha?
Well, he looked like a girl. He wasn't, was he?
So did fucking Billy Corgan. Yeah, he looked like Sinead O'Connor.
And he sang like one, two. Now, let me out.
Roggy Against the Machine. Rage Against the Machine. They had a messy breakup.
Yeah, just because those guys are too fucking egotistical.
Yeah.
And political.
You like those guys?
I could take them or leave them, but I don't. I like them all right, but they're not like...
Where would you take them and where would you leave them?
That's an interesting question. I can't answer right now. I would leave them on the curb and take them to the market.
Number one on the messiest breakups of all time. Can you guess?
By according to this list. Oh, wait, they're not broke up yet.
Queen's Ricky.
What?
Queensryche.
Why? Because they have two bands now?
I guess so.
So that's a messy
this
breakup.
Must have been when it was still fresh in their minds.
Yeah. Jeff Tate is an asshole.
You learn a little bit of something or other.
Yeah.
From the Rolling Stone. Ten
Every
messiest
day.
Band breakups.
Every day we learn something. Every day we're learning something. Every day we're hustling. I learned something about some things that ladies do that I know we have a few lady listeners.
All right.
These are some things that you might not know that every girl has done.
Oh.
At least once. And we're going to start a little. I'm going to go down a little bit because that one's pretty bad. Sometimes, at least one time, always, a woman will look down at her nipples and decide that her nipples are too flat and they'll flick them so they'll stand up.
On a regular basis?
At least, no. Just at least once in their life.
Oh, okay. Once in their life. Okay.
Sometimes a woman will purposely not shave their vagina when going out to avoid hooking up with somebody.
I can believe that.
Every woman has done this. You got to double check every once in a while to make sure you didn't accidentally put in two tampons.
That would be weird.
Yeah. Sometimes ladies masturbate to fall asleep quicker. But once you have the one orgasm, you're like, oh, wait, I can have another real quick. And then you end up staying up later anyway. It's a vicious cycle with women. See, guys can't do that. They're like, I'm asleep. Every girl has done this one. Get on all fours in front of a mirror naked to see what doggy style looks like from the dude's perspective. Because you wouldn't want to do it if you didn't. If maybe you thought it looked bad.
Yeah, I guess so.
You probably never thought of that, did you?
Nope.
Let's see. Here's a couple others. Sometimes girls have to sit in a strange position while farting so the fart bubble does not roll up into their cooter. Because apparently, I've heard this from several women, that if you're sitting just right mm-hmm. and you fart with jeans on, sometimes it'll just roll right up into your puss. Us guys, we don't have to worry about that. Here's another thing guys don't have to worry about. Every woman has done this. Laughter coughs so hard when you're on your period that more blood or a blood clot comes out. And then you have to do a quick waddle to the bathroom because you feel like you just turned on the faucet. Sorry. Getting gross on
That's weird about the fart thing, too.
You've never heard that before? Mm-hmm. It rolls right up into your puss. Mm. It's called a fart roll.
Dude, I'm going to answer your question.
Okay.
You are right, Don Henley.
He's more famous.
200 million to 65 million.
Boy, a landslide.
Dave Brockie comes in at 5 million.
He's not in the Eagles.
Sure he was.
He was a GWA member.
How about Tommy Thayer? Guess his net worth.
Probably since he's in Kiss, it could be 7 million.
10 million.
I was fairly close.
10 million.
All right.
10 million. 10 million.
Here's the last thing the ladies sometimes do. They place their hands in their crotch for warmth. Don't men do that too sometimes?
Yeah, I guess they could.
They also measure the hair to see if it can cover their nipples in a Playboy manner. Do you do that with your long hair?
Mm-mm.
When you're taking a shower, to avoid clogging the drain, do you put displaced hairs on the wall of the shower
no.
to scoop them up for later?
No.
That's on this list, and I've done that myself. It says, when hairs fall out in the shower, I don't want to clog my drain, so I put them on the shower wall and do a little swirl so they're neat and ready to be put in the garbage when I'm done. Sometimes I cup shower water in my boobies and unleash the water torrent onto my toes. Fucking women are weird.
They are.
Okay, so that's enough of that.
I got a list here.
Oh, we're listing it up.
I got a list here.
It's the last list of the day, guys. Swear to God.
The richest drummers in the world with their net worth.
I can guess the richest.
I'm going to guess Don Henley is number 4 because I'm looking at the list and I know it's right. Can you name the 3 that are above Don Henley as far as net worth drummers? He was at $2 million.
You know I have a lifestyle with the rich, famous drummers, so I know that in the top 3 has to be Phil Collins.
Correct.
Thank you very much.
Number 2.
He's 2? So I got 3 and 1 still to go?
Mm-hmm.
The number 1 richest drummer of all time?
Mm-hmm.
He must be Ringo Starr.
You are correct.
Oh, my God. What could be number 3? Let me think for a second. It can't be that guy from Exciter. Because they're not that famous. Drummer. Richest drummer. It's got to be someone who's in the limelight more than just... I'll say Peter Criss.
More richer than Don Henley, dude. Not
Charlie Watts.
No, he's number 6.
I'm going to say Ginger Baker. Give me a hint.
The only hint I could give you is it's the most obvious answer that you should say.
Dave Grohl.
That's number 3.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, my God. I didn't think he'd be in there.
Number 4, and then number 5 is the other obvious answer, you should say.
Justin Bieber's drummer.
Nope.
No,
Larsa.
Oh, you know, I was going to say him first, but then I got all freaked out about the classic rock guys, and I totally mm-hmm. forget about Lars, but yeah.
All right, what about number 7 is the drummer from U2?
Wow.
You know who it is?
I don't remember his name.
Larry Mullen Jr.
Larry Mullen Jr.
Number 8, the guy from Queen.
Roger Taylor.
Number 9 from Aerosmith.
Joey something.
Guitar brand.
Joey Kramer.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers at number 10.
The drummer from Power Slave.
Chad Smith.
It's Will Ferrell.
Number 11 is the Blink A182.
Travis Barker. I've had all these people on my show.
12, The Police.
Stuart Copeland.
13, Van Halen.
Alex.
Pink Floyd at number 14.
Nick Rogers.
Nick Mason. Motley Crue.
Talk, talk. We know it's Tommy Lee. He's got the largest boat-staring penis.
Black Sabbath.
Hey, he's not even in the band anymore. Bill Steer. Bill Ward.
Yeah, Fish.
I don't know who plays drums for Fish.
Who would you guess if there were a drummer for Fish? What would you guess his name to be? John.
Pookie Flanders.
John Fishman.
Oh, God. Did they name the band after it? Is it spelled with a PH or what?
Dave Matthews Band.
That drummer? He's probably the only black one.
55 million.
He's a black guy.
Carter Beauford.
He's black.
Number 19, Def Leppard.
One arm, twice the money.
Number 20, Green Day.
His name was Rick Allen. This drummer's name is Trey.
What's his last name?
I can't recall.
Trey Cool.
Cool. Trey Cool.
Three Cool.
Hey, how many cool are you?
I'm Trey. Number cool. 21, the drummer from Tool.
Danny Carey. He's friends with my friends.
Number 22, Bon Jovi.
That guy looks like he got knifed in his fucking chest.
Tico Torres.
Yeah, he's got like a scar right above his ribs.
Number 23, Conan O'Brien.
He wasn't on my show. Max Weinberg.
Number 24, the Grateful Dead.
Piggy was their organist, so I don't know the drummer. Krasinski?
Mickey Hart.
Mickey, oh, Planet Drum.
Number 25, Iron Maiden.
Nico or Clive Bear?
Nico.
Nico McBrain.
Number 26, the Grateful Dead.
They have 7 drummers.
Number 27,
was that
Rush.
Drummer a Krasinski or some weird thing?
Krutzman.
Krutzman. I knew I could see it with a K-Roo. Neil Peart.
Yep. Number 28, Foo Fighters.
Taylor Hawkins. Thanks to Dave Grohl for that.
Number 29, Jimmy Fallon.
Let's only go to 30. That's Questlove. 29.
How big was the list that I said? Oh, number 30.
I don't know, but let's not go past 30.
Guns N' Roses.
Cocaine guy or the other one from the Cult?
Steven Adler. I'm going all the way to 32.
He had a coke stroke.
Number 31 is the drummer from Billy Joel.
Billy Joel?
Mm-hmm.
Who's their drummer?
Liberty DeVito.
That's Danny's dad.
Oh, it's got two T's.
That's his dad.
T's.
Danny just took it out for stage purposes.
And then Fleetwood Mac.
Mick Fleetwood. They are coming to the Moda Center. Tickets are only $895.
So there is a disparity between $300 million and $8.5 million in the top 32.
That's a disparity. Huh. That's crazy.
It is.
I don't think drummers should be paid that much.
Now let me get out another list.
No, dude. I got a top 3 list in my head right now.
All right, top 3 list.
You know who the highest paid comedian for 2013 was for ticket sales only?
50 Cent.
No, comedians. You got to know the answer.
Number the top 3 earning comedians of all time?
Not of all time. 2013 ticket sales.
Oh, ticket sales?
Number one, 32 million. 32 million.
Seinfeld.
Yep. Good job. Number two and three, I don't think you'll guess. He's a ventriloquist.
Bill Cosby. Oh, Jeff Dunham.
Nope.
Oh, the other guy.
Yep. There's only two, isn't there?
Yeah.
Terry Fator.
Yeah, Terry Fatoris.
24 million. And then the other guy, some guy you never heard of, fucking Russell Peters. You know Russell Peters?
Russell Peters.
He wrestles Peters. He's a Peter wrestler. He made 21 million, dude.
Peter wrestler.
But you know that Terry Fatore, he has a fucking Vegas show. So that's why he makes so much money.
Yeah, I know that.
He's just a fucking ventriloquist, man. Nobody. Nobody knows fish tacos in my soul.
Have you watched that one show lately?
I'm not sure which one.
I was just setting you up for any show.
No. That one guy came to Eugene last week. On Saturday, that one guy played at the Wow Hall.
Who did?
That one guy. That's a band, dude. It's a one-man band called
Oh, the one guy?
It's called That One Guy. He has a rig that he keeps his rig in with a rig in it. And, you know, it's just like he's one dude. And he plays and he has a tambourine and he has a foot pedal and he has a thing and then he has a... And he sings and he's that one dude. Get it? Mm-hmm. Got it?
Yeah, I do. What do you guess Stephen King's net worth is?
I'd say about $104 million.
You don't think he's as good to go as Don Henley?
I think he's better, but I don't think he's as good to go, but he might be now that you said it like that. Is he worth more than Don Henley?
400 bajillion.
How much is that?
It's a lot.
Yeah, I can
400 banillion. It's a banillion is banillion. The same as a million.
That's a baniner. Mm-hmm. This is a banana. And then a baniner.
What's a better movie by Stephen King, Carrie or Desperation?
I'd say Carrie out of the classicness of it and Sissy Spacek's... But you know what it is? It's a good one. That Desperation has that dude from Sons of Anarchy with the Beauty and the Beast guy.
Ron Perlman?
Yeah. He's a pearl, man. I'm telling you.
That guy's funny.
He's like a pearl in an oyster. Hey, we're not going to forget this time. I almost did, but I'm not.
What is up with the Hanses in the house?
At least today he's not fucking listening to Boston. I'm sorry.
Let me guess what he's listening to.
It's more in the main vein of Hans. Maryland.
And the Boston, Maryland?
Boston Marathon. Yes, that's right. Today, what's in Hans's CD player? He's listening to Marathon. Just kidding. You don't got a guess?
Oh, I'm going to guess.
This has been in a CD player before, and it's 80s era blackish death metal stuff.
Venom.
That's pretty close. Celtic Frost. He's rocking the Morbid Tales. Now, Hans, when you say you're rocking the Morbid Tales CD, is that the mix CD of Morbid Tales and Emperor's Return? Or is that just Morbid Tales? Do you go old school? Did you get a re-release? What are you doing, buddy? Because I have a cassette tape of Morbid Tales with the Emperor's Return. And it's got a few tunes on it that you would want to be listening to, too. Like, I believe Circle of the Tyrants is probably on that double release, which was covered by Obituary, which is awesome.
Is that anything close to their Square of the Tyrant song?
No. It's way more... It's got sharper edges.
You remember what year that album was released?
I'm going to say probably 85, maybe 84.
Wrong. Oh, 84.
Wrong. Right, 84. And I broke out some Slayer.
Mm-hmm.
Christ Illusion. Which has the 666 I've Made My Choice song. Which is a cool album. I listened to it in its entirety on a vinyl platter.
I bet you bought that album at Hot Topic.
Nope. I actually bought it at...
What?
City World.
Ah.
Skips Records. And it's funny because it's called Skips Records and it sucks when your record skips.
I know. That is weird, huh?
Skips Records.
Yep.
Skips records.
That guy, I didn't even know he sold records because I used to listen.
They didn't used to.
Because I thought they sold this, what was before records?
CDs.
CDs were before records?
Well, the second time around.
Yeah, I thought they sold CDs and then they skipped records and then sold tapes after that.
CDs, skips, and records tapes.
Mm-hmm.
Skips tapes, records. Skips tapes. CDs, skips. So he sells records of tapes. No, wait. CDs, records, and skips tapes. Skip. I don't know. Records skip, so buy CDs and tapes. Hans, you should get a record player.
Tapes gave way to a lot of piracy. Remember that? Because then you could just record with when
record
the dual
anything.
Cassettes came out.
Oh, man. You're dubbing.
Yep.
You could even do video dubbing. That's piracy, too.
Double dub.
I'm sitting in the crib called video dubbing.
Dude, Al's leaving on his trip soon.
That don't mean nothing. What?
Al's leaving on his trip soon.
Al's leaf floor?
Mm-hmm.
Al's leaving on his trip
soon. Al Pigeon.
Al Scare Pigeon.
Dude, I've been working with flames out there, and I've seen some owl nests, and there is even a bird. A giant mouse, like, up in the rafters.
Have you got burnt yet?
No.
Well, you said you were working with flames.
I know. I'm wearing my protective gloves.
I'm going to mention them again just because my belly's still full. Pizza Now. 0900 or 0900 with a 928 in the 541. That's 541-928-0900. They're at the corner of Hill and Queen, right next to Faggy U.S. Market. Don't go there. If you need something besides something you get at Pizza Now, go over to the Dairy Mart across the street there, because U.S. Market's dicks, dude. Or go to Bob's Market. Go to anywhere else except for U.S. Market, because they fucking made a parking lot. Just like Joni Mitchell. Fucking Joni Mitchell. Fucking they Joni Mitchell'd out on the Pizza Now.
Put a parking lot.
They told everybody they put up a parking lot. Was that Counting Crows that redid that?
I don't know who did it, but
have you ever counted Crows? Because that band sucked, man.
Dude, that band does suck.
That guy was married
in August and everything after month.
God, there's a new movie.
Not a big fan of those guys.
You're not?
No, I'm not a fan of those guys.
9 out of 10 Indians.
My favorite
don't
band
prefer.
With a crow in it that I could think of right now is the Black Crows.
Have you ever heard of Cheryl and the Black Crows?
No, I'm not a big fan of Cheryl.
It's collaboration, dude.
Cheryl I'm not a big fan of Cheryl Crow.
I had a crow that used to fly in my window like Melitha Etheridge, and she would steal my weed. I had to give her peanut butter crackers just to stop stealing my weed, so I named her Cheryl. She would come to my window. And then,
is Cheryl Crow really Alanis Morissette?
No. But isn't it ironic to think that?
Yeah.
Did you know that it's not really ironic to get rained on your wedding day?
Sometimes Cheryl the Crow will turn green and become Shrek Crow.
Caw-caw! Caw-caw!
And she'll go, caw, donkey! Caw, donkey!
It's like, what you talking about, man? I'm a donkey over here. I got Wonder Bread. You ain't got no McDonald's. Oh, I can't do a very good Eddie Murphy.
Did you know that guy, Shrek, the guy who played Donkey, was going to do another 48 Hours movie?
Yeah, but Nick Nolte's always in jail.
He's all, well, I was going to host Saturday Night Live, you see, and then I went to this party at Studio 54, and I did a whole bunch of cocaine and got drunk, and I couldn't host the show, so Eddie Murphy had to host it. Next thing you know, he's a big star, and I'm just a washed-up DUI guy.
That's Nick Nolte. You know, that's a true story.
Yep, Nick Moldy.
Right after another 48 Hours, which was the failed follow-up to that movie, he was supposed to host Saturday Night Live at the point where Joe Piscopo and Eddie Murphy were like the two shining stars of Saturday Night Live. True story, Nick Nolte gets all fucked up, can't host, so Eddie Murphy hosts the show, causing resentment among the crew and cast because it was the first host to ever, or first cast member to ever host. And he said, hey, everybody, welcome to the Eddie Murphy Show. I'm Eddie Murphy. And they're like, what the fuck? It's not the Eddie Murphy Show. I'm Joe Piscopo Live, Saturday Night Sports. The big story, Thrilla, Manila, fight. That guy was funny. I like Joe Piscopo, and he got washed up because of Nick Nolte.
He was in that movie, too.
Dr.
Armed
Detroit?
And Dangerous. wasn't he?
Yeah, and Dr. Detroit. Remember that with Michael Keaton?
No.
You farging ice hole? Oh, Johnny Dangerously? I don't know. Do you remember that show?
Yeah.
Was he in that too?
I think that's the one I was thinking of when I said Armed and Dangerous, because that one was John Candy, wasn't it?
Michael Keaton. Michael P. Keaton.
I like Michael Keaton. He was in some funny movies back in the day when I was a kid. Gung Ho, Mr. Mom.
Night Shift.
Mm-hmm.
With Fonzie. And then he was in Jackie Brown. I liked him in that. That was later on. Quentin Tarantino movie. All right, well, I think I've exhausted all my topics.
Hey, you know Quentin Tarantino got his start directing Charlie Chaplin?
How old was he then?
Negative 37.
Wow, so you can that just goes to prove, kids, just keep your nose to the grindstone even before you're out of the womb.
Yep.
Because you could start your career early.
Life begins at 40 years before conception.
And if you're Joe Walsh, it begins in the fast lane. It'll always make you lose your mind.
You can't go that fast when you're going to Rocky Mountain Way.
The only if you get into Funk 49. What was his other song? I wonder. Did he have like one other song?
Yeah, he had that other one.
Dunk, 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 dunk.
I'm gonna fuck it. We gong, gong, gong. That is it, isn't it? Or is that Rocky Mountain Way?
That's not the one. Cause now I don't drive.
Dude, does that count as a song? That reminds me of that new song that by that one band.
They say I'm crazy, but I have a good time.
You know who I'm talking about? No. Perfectly Reckless.
Oh, heaven knows.
Pretty Reckless.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa.
Dude, that's Kiss.
So now it's fucking. Hey, hey. It's. Whoa. Loverboy.
Yeah, that's it.
Fuck, they stole quick. Took me that long to get it. Okay, so.
I knew it was something.
It's Kiss and it's Loverboy and it's fucking Chumbawamba. The Spice Girls all mixed together because it's all I don't even know, but it's only got a bass drum in it, you said.
It does.
You're like, what's that
when
one
you turn
song?
It down and you're deaf in one ear and you got the wind whipping in the other one
with a chick and some kids singing.
Yep.
What are they saying? Heaven knows.
They're saying pudding dessert.
We had a jello pudding thing last night with Bill Cosby, a black person, at Denny's last
why
week.
Couldn't,
last
why?
Friday at Denny's, there was a black person imitating Bill Cosby.
They should re-release The Wall with Bill Cosby doing the line about pudding. How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat?
How can you have a jello pudding pop when you don't eat your meat? But it's called Camille for the jello pudding pop with the pukuka.
You ever listen to Bill Cosby Bukowski?
Bill Bukowski.
Bill no. Cosby Bukowski.
No, what is that? A record of his?
No, it's fucking hilarious.
Bill Cosby.
I think Bukowski. It's James Adomian.
I just found out that he's openly gay.
Really?
Did you know that?
Why has he got to be so open? Does that mean his butt cheeks are spread?
No, it means he doesn't. Well, they could be. They definitely could be. But I think what it mostly means is he doesn't care if people know that he's gay.
No.
But now, how long has Todd Glass been out of the closet? Just a couple years?
Coon's age.
Because I was watching some old... Or
it's
hearing
been
some,
a while. I've been hearing some old... Because time's all warped to me. I mean, that Seinfeld was 25 years ago, so I'd say about 30.
I was hearing some Todd Glass on Pandora, and he kept talking about stories with his girlfriend.
4 or 5.
So before he came out, was he not gay?
I don't know.
That makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Maybe he's gay on purpose. Like he used to be popular being like nerd on purpose.
Because I'm purposely gay. Yeah. That's a new thing, being purposely gay. I'm not really gay, I'm just purposely gay. No, but James Adomian, homosexual. I don't care.
Well, good for him.
I still think he's funny. He just likes to suck dick.
Yeah, doesn't bother me at all.
He sucks dicks. James Adomian.
How do you know that? Maybe that's one thing he doesn't do.
Why wouldn't he if he was gay? Well, some sexual, heterosexual women don't suck dick.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So why would there be the assumption all right, that all
so
men...
James Adomian, he either sucks dicks or takes it in the ass.
Huh? Maybe he doesn't do that either. Maybe he's just a pitcher only.
Oh, he could fuck asses. Okay. Well, James Adomian, either he fucks asses or gets fucked in the ass. Why did it come to this? Thanks to Pizza Now, and thanks to you guys for listening. Happy Friday.
Yep, pudding pops.
Yellow pudding in the fucking meat pocket.
Shut up.
Hello, and welcome to the plug section. This is going to be a super fast one because it hasn't changed much from last week, so I'm going to be like the guy from the little Hot Wheels. I'm going to talk really fast. Open mics for this week, every other Monday at Dong Gong. It's Taylor's Bar and Grill, 13th and Kincaid in Eugene, 9 o'clock. Free. It's free. There's sign-ups, and they got, like, a wheel that you spin that gives you free drink specials and stuff like that. Every Tuesday at the Capital City Theater with Jared Richard in Salem. That's 210 Liberty Street up there, 8 p.m. It's $5 unless you're performing, and then it's free. Every Wednesday at the Tiny Tavern in Eugene, it's 4th and Blair. It's Mac Chase's open mic night at the Tiny Tavern. 9:30 p.m. is the sign-up. The show starts about 10 o'clock, also free. Every Thursday at the Green Room in Eugene, 710 Willamette Inside Doc's Pad. It's 8 p.m. sign-up. Show starts about 8:30 or 9 with Max Brockman hosting. And then Friday on... Every Friday at the Kush Cafe, 1235 Railroad Boulevard in Eugene at 9:30 p.m. Another open mic with Mac Chase. It's a free show, so come out and tell some jokes. All right, we got some comedy shows coming to the area, including Chelsea Peretti at the Hawthorne Theater on April 12th, Moshe Kasher at the Wow Hall on April 17th, Doug Benson also at the Wow Hall on April 21st, and April 25th, it's the 6th Grand Slam Comedy Show. With Alex Elk and Terry Guile and Jason Eifler and some few other people that will probably be there too. We'd like to get as many people out to this one as possible so I can try to pay this guy as much as he wants. Alex is the funniest person in Eugene from 2013. He's also the co-host of the Brickwall Comedy Show. And he tours all over the area doing comedy. He's been doing it for 20 years, so hope to come out to Denny's and check that out on the 25th of April. All right, music shows coming to the area, including heavy metal and hard rock and whatever. Destruction, Chrissian, and Ex Mortis at the Tonic Lounge, April 3rd. Also around there on the 4th or the 5th, it's Splintered Throne at the Ash Street Saloon with 30-pound Test and Earth to Ashes. I can't remember the exact date on that, but you can look it up. It's the first weekend in April. Also that night, Black and Blue at the Hawthorne. That's April 4th. That's $20 and $25 tickets. Then Earth to Ashes and Splinter Throne are coming down to Albany on April 11th at Lucky Larry's, right off I-5 there, exit 233. I think Catechus is opening the show. Also that night, if you're not in Albany, stay in Portland and go to the Tonic Lounge where Bellwitch, Hans Bellwitch, and Shadow of the Torture, featuring former members of Aldebaran and, Thrombus and stuff. So go check out Shadow of the Torture and Bellwitch and another band called Hell. That's a Tonic Lounge April 11th. April 15th, sold out show at the Keller Auditorium with Queens of Stone Age. Anvil is coming to the Hawthorne Theater with Cemetery Lust and Spellcaster on April 24th. Tickets are a mere $13 in advance. Two extra bucks if you wait till the day of the show is 15. Stumpfest is the 24th, 25th, and 26th at Mississippi Studios, featuring such awesome bands like Yob and Tiesto and Black Pussy and Norska and Red Fang, all different colors and body parts and stuff. Then April 29th, it's Mastodon and Gahira at the Roseland Theater, $25 and $40. And then May 2nd, Pat Travers Band at the Tonic Lounge, Fu Manchu on May 3rd at Dante's. The same night as that is World of Lies and Nile with Seasons of Suffering. $13.50 in advance. You should get those tickets from Tony Avila because he'll hook you up with a poster and a CD and some other stuff for free. So that's awesome. And also coming later, May 28th, it's Black Flag at the Hawthorne Theater, $20 and $25. And then the last two shows I'd like to bring to you are Victims of Internal Decay shows. May 24th at the Ash Street Saloon with Spawn and World of Lies, Hyborian Rage and War Crank. That's $5 in advance, $7 at the door. Ash Street Saloon. It's a Saturday night, May 24th. And then June 6th, also a Saturday, I believe. Not positive. You'll have to double check that. I know it's June 6th, though, at the Lebanon Elks Lodge. It's Alvin Palooza number 3, I think, featuring Victims, Splintered Throne, and Summer Soundtrack and a bunch of other bands. I'm not sure. The lineup's not solidified yet, but that's enough stuff for you. Go out and do it. Hope to see you at some comedy shows out, you guys. I think I might be doing Kush Cafe on the 5th, but it's not confirmed yet. So check my website, terrygile.com, for my upcoming shows. And now you can go back and listen to the Tagcast podcast some more, because it's funny. All right. Thanks for listening, you guys. Peace out.